Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Good Influences with Matt King, Carly Incontro, Aaron Guilfoy, and Mike Sheffer. Are we doing a little sound effects there?
Yeah, like pew, 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 pew.
Oh, okay. I thought we were doing bird calls. Does anyone know how to do the whistle where you put your fingers in your mouth?
No. I'm a lady.
Girls, no, and also this, like this one, I've always been like so jealous of.
Which my dad could always think do.
Is that still the same thing when you see people doing the two finger whistle?
Yeah.
They're doing the same mechanics as the pinch.
Yeah,
think so.
It's such a dad baseball whistle.
Yeah.
I can do like a.
That's a pretty jad whistle.
Like, I can do like a that's sharp a whistle. One. I'm also like a big, like, when everyone's clapping, I like to do a little.
Just I love a whistle.
A little
just
flare.
Just pizzazz.
Yes.
Can everyone whistle like a song? If you
yeah. No, but yeah. I love a good whistler. Okay, let's hear it.
I'll do like happy birthday.
Ooh.
Oh.
Aaron.
It's a good face song.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Oh my God.
Are you doing in and out?
Get me on America's Got Talent, baby.
Wait, you have to suck, breathe in or breathe out when you
I
whistle.
Suck in.
Why go out?
I can't really.
Oh.
This is me doing it out.
This is great. Yeah.
Ambidextrous whistler.
I can't do it in. I can do it out. The listener's going to chill the fuck up.
I can do a bird chirp. Ready?
Okay.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wow.
You ever go hunting?
That's pretty good, Matt.
Yeah. I can't do that.
Can you do a bird call?
No.
Oh my God.
I can do that too.
What the fuck?
Oh my God. Did you learn that in Boy Scouts?
No, oh. I just...
Joe Rogan.
In elementary school, kids could do it, and it took me forever to, like, master it. You have to cup your hands like you are
so
cupping
tight.
Water.
A titty.
To where it cannot leak out of your hands. Oh. And then you have to be blowing kind of upwards into the cup of the hand, and it comes back out, and it makes the noise.
Well, you'd be Whoa. A great scout leader.
Like, oh, thank you.
You're
I was
welcome.
A Cub Scout. Thank you. And
I feel like a YouTube short could teach us how to do this kind of whistle.
I did have a book when I was a kid called Mouth Sounds, which is the worst thing, like a book that teaches you how to make.
QAnon hates that book.
It teaches you how to make mouth sounds, but you couldn't like hear it. Like if I had YouTube yeah. back then.
Right.
Totally.
Like, it's like clucking like.
Yeah, just all different types of sounds.
It should have at least been one of those books that has like the sounds you can play.
Yes.
Do you remember those ones?
The cow goes, moo.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, hey, like what other sounds are there?
I've seen and have heard people who can do crickets.
Oh, wow.
That one.
Impressive.
That one
That's a
is...
good one because you could piss people off with that one.
Yes.
Where is it?
Oh, yeah.
You like drive, cicadas?
Yeah.
You drive a teacher yeah. nuts if you could do
oh.
that. But. Those are really, that's it with my mouth sounds.
They have a little thing you can buy on like Amazon or wherever. Probably it's like literally tiny and it's a cricket chirping.
Oh, that's
so you can
fucked
like
up.
Prank people.
Yes.
Oh.
Patricia's parents, they were like kind of in a
Wait,
prank.
I feel like,
did
you talk-
yes.
Yeah,
oh,
you might have told us a story that they got pranked with one.
Yep.
Yes.
That is, I don't know if I would talk to somebody again if they put one of those in my house.
That's really mean.
A like, cricket in my house?
I would only do it to
no,
someone I like
bag.
Hate.
Not
Yeah,
you know?
Someone who deserves it. They yeah. had to have like wronged you.
I would never do it to a friend. I would do it to a foe.
How long though would it be to where you would think, now that we're aware of the little device,
okay.
where you would start thinking it was a device more than a cricket?
The four of us?
I think after
it getting like quieter,
four days. You'd be and like, I know the area kind of where it's coming from. I'd be like, it's
like
one
it
of
hasn't
those.
Moved.
Yes.
But what if it's just stuck? Like, I would not know.
Like behind the oven. Like they just dropped it behind the oven.
Oh, you bastard. Behind the oven.
Like you have to move.
We have an issue. Well, because that's like, I got to fucking move my oven.
Yeah.
But you don't even know that it's back there. You just, I don't know where it's coming from. It sounds like it's in the kitchen.
Oh, damn. A bedroom would be even worse.
Excuse me.
Oh my God, they're trying to sleep.
Yeah.
No, nice cricket sounds, summer breeze, open the window, let that air in.
Did you know that the speed at which crickets chirp is based on what the temperature is outside, and you can do a calculation for how many chirps per minute?
Like, that's crazy.
If you listen at night for a cricket chirping, you take that number, it's like divided by 2 plus 29 or something, and it's to the Celsius degrees that it is outside.
The intervals in which the chirp happens?
So like at nighttime, if you'll notice, if it's hot out, crickets are chirping faster. They're going, eat, 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 eat.
That's not what a cricket sounds like.
But and if it's colder outside, crickets will chirp slower.
Jiminy cricket.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
I was like, Matt's already not believing
this
story.
I also recently sent they made a Shazam for bird calls. So when Matt and I get into bird call, or bird watching.
That's kind of cool.
You should have been there at the picnic after my brother's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Olivia's aunts are big bird watchers, and they were up and had their binoculars out and were just scanning all around for birds.
That's so
cute. Did you guys watch the show The Residence?
No.
It's really good, but the lady on it, she is like an avid bird watcher, and so like while she's trying to solve the crime, she'll just be like, be right back, and then like go outside and look for birds, and it all kind of ties into how she solves her crimes.
Ooh,
that's so cool. I'm like, I love when people have something like that.
Autism?
So I wanna, like, for real, like the girl in Love on the Spectrum, I don't know if you guys have
by the way met Abby 2 days ago.
What?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Out and about? In the wild?
Yeah. My friend Marta, she does this gifting suite, and it's like very, like, each person gets like 20 minutes of time. It's not like, you know, how they normally are. We're like, there's 100 people there. It's very private. Like, Marta will walk you around, be like, here are all the things. So when I got there during my time, Marta was still like showing someone around. I could hear them in another room, but I obviously didn't know who it was. And I was talking to her assistant, just like playing with her little dog. And then she was like, oh, sorry, Marta's just finishing up with Abby. Oh, she's from Love on the Spectrum. I don't know if you watch that show. I literally was like,
huh. I'd faint.
No, I got like chills. I started getting hot. And I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna like see her in real life. She's so sweet. It was so cute. She like hung out for a little bit longer, and she was playing Candy Crush and was like getting so excited when she won. And she was so, so sweet.
Did you talk to her or just gave her sort space?
Yeah,
that's how I feel like with the Love on the Spectrum people, where I'd be so excited to see them in person, but like, you know, they're on a different frequency of socializing, so I'd be
100%.
Like, you do not need to give me attention.
No, I was like, I love you, you are an icon. Yeah. Oh. And she didn't say anything.
Which, like, so bitch, it's like,
yeah, she was like, I'm hungry. And so then Marta was like giving her
She's
Pringles.
Like, where's my food? Yeah.
I wanted a picture so bad, but she was there with her cousin. And like, I literally, I was like, oh, I'm going to have to get a photo with her. Like, I never ask anyone for photos, but like, I love this woman. And her cousin was there. And I'm pretty sure it's her cousin. And she was talking about how they went to Disneyland last week. And she was like, we're kind of in the process of learning boundaries with like when and when isn't appropriate to take pictures with people, because she said that they were getting bombarded.
Yeah, sure.
Like, people would were just walking by like with the phone up, and then I was like, okay, well, now I definitely can't ask for a picture.
But what were you saying though?
Yeah, sorry.
About or Love people. On the Spectrum. Someone on Love on the Spectrum.
Oh, there was a girl.
Was a
did you watch the latest season?
No, I'm a Love on the Spectrum clip watcher.
Okay.
I like seeing the clips of the people, but I don't sit down and
watch it. This girl, she's obsessed with the train, like the T.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. And she is so
specifically in Massachusetts.
In Massachusetts. She's so excited about it. And like her friends, like they have like T signs, and they'll like go and take the train and make TikToks. I'm like, we're on the T. Like, she's obsessed with it, and like, I love that. Like, I love when people love things like that.
Like the British guy who loved trains too.
Yes.
With the crazy 360 camera.
That would be me if my grandpa raised me. By the way, like, I would be at home because he was like that for sure.
Just looking for her
big announcement. Check out my socks, y'all.
Oh yeah.
Great. You needed those.
Wait, I think I fucked up today. Look at mine, Aaron.
What are these shoes?
Aaron, look at mine.
These are Hokas.
Oh, okay.
They're my comfortable walking around shoes.
Your granny shoes.
Well, Okay.
I think they're fine. Hoka's a good brand. I'm a Brooks man now.
Oh, you're Brooks running?
What's a Brooks?
Brooks running shoes. They're like Hoka's. They're competitors. They sponsor a lot of influencers when they run marathons.
Are you guys running?
No, but I work out.
I should run a marathon. That could be a Patreon video. You guys running a marathon.
I usually only wear these to do errands. Like, because
she's right here.
Yeah. Okay. Errands.
Okay.
Hold for applause. No, and then I put these on today and I realized when I left the house that these aren't my cool shoes. But they are ridiculously comfortable. Look at how much padding that is.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's like stepping on a trampoline every time you take a step.
That's
you're
great.
Just bouncing.
Also, shout out to my New York Knicks. I know they just lost.
Go Pacers!
I don't want to hear it.
Oh, they lost.
It was one of the most devastating
you
losses.
Still have, like, a couple more games. It was just the first one, right?
Knicks in five. That's what we're going for now. Although by the time this comes out, game two will have been played also. Hopefully they win game two.
And go Stars. Go Dallas Stars.
Yeah, Matt walked in and was pooping all over me. I guess none of you guys watched the game yesterday. No.
I'm like, when does football start? I haven't seen Taylor Swift
people
in
are
so
mad
long.
In
the
fall, at
Carly.
You.
Mad at me?
Yeah.
Because I explained what the NBA was?
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
Because a lot of... from what I saw in the comments, a lot of girls were upset because Mike was kind of making it seem like sports aren't just for boys.
Yeah, that's what I think I was explaining it for.
I'm married to a sports
Yeah,
you are.
I am.
You have to watch sports because we're her.
But I love it. Yeah. I love seeing her get excited about it. And I love that I know what's going on because she's into it. So I just like, are they winning? Are they losing? And
it's so funny. Matt's like knitting. She's watching a game.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's hilarious. I love
it. That's how it always is. But for me, like sports, I really start paying attention though when it's like close to the end and seeing how close the game is.
Yeah, same.
And that's where I'm like, is it going to happen or is it not going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You should, if you want to, joining like a sports team's subreddit is always good too. Like when I lived with Adam, he fucking loves the New Jersey Devils. And he just wants to talk about, oh, they're going to trade this guy for this guy, and this guy's injured. So you join the subreddit, and then you kind of look like you know what you're talking about because they'll always post, like...
Subreddit!
For the team.
For sports! I've never thought about that!
It's like one of the most...
Even though I know it exists!
Yeah, it's really good.
That would help me out so much!
It would.
With
it's amazing.
What in particular?
Oh, just knowing the players and knowing the drama, knowing the tea, knowing the swaps, that kind of stuff. And in passing. Like, I feel like my brain...
Just like seeing stuff and you're like, oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Because, well, also one time I wore like a Devil's hat one time and this dude like in line at like a grocery store was like, man, how about the Hughes brothers last night? And I was like, huh? I didn't even know what he was talking about. I forgot I was wearing a Devil's hat and I felt kind of stupid that I was like wearing a team hat and he was
stolen
like
valor.
Basically. So then I was like, I gotta know at least who's on the team. And then I joined the subreddit and now I'm a little bit more up to speed. But
do you watch the games or do you only read the subreddit?
No, I'll watch some games.
Okay.
I'm not like adamant about it and it doesn't like ruin my day. Like that to me is doesn't seem fun.
Oh, it's the worst.
So like watch sports and then you're upset for like a whole day if your team loses?
Yes.
Like punch a wall.
Yeah.
I'm upset for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember one time one of my buddies, it was his wedding day. You know, all the groomsmen were together about to go down the aisle. We're watching a Texas game and Texas lost and one of the groomsmen is crushed, pissed, making it just that there's no more joy in the world. And I remember the slapping together.
Wedding.
I'm like, get it together, man.
For like a college team?
Yeah, for over a college
team.
This
is the worst day of my life.
But I'm like, switch the attitude up, man, because we are here for our friend and we're celebrating him.
I would just be like, they don't know who you are.
Yeah,
right. Right? Sports team, yeah.
Literally.
They don't care about you. They do not know who you are.
You're at a wedding, my guy.
And it's college sports. Like, grow up.
I would hate to be a baseball player. Baseball players play every day, nearly every day.
Yeah.
I know that's an exaggeration,
no,
but I swear
true.
It's 5 days a
week. They play like over 80 games or something crazy.
Oh,
let's
gosh.
See how many games are in a baseball season.
No, I think it's
season.
Like over 100.
You're right.
NBA is, I think, 82 or 84, but baseball, yeah, it's a, I mean.
Baseball
great, I don't
games.
Want to talk shit about baseball, but it's mostly just standing around.
Hanging out.
Yeah,
no,
you're
literally.
Just kind of just chewing on some sunflower seeds, waiting for your turn.
Each team plays, take a guess.
Well, I feel like you were about to say 100.
Yeah.
So I would say 146 games a year.
I would say 165.
120.
They each play 162 games
That's
during
so
the
many.
Regular season.
Oh, and then playoffs. Playoffs?
Damn.
No. That's too many.
That ain't for me.
That's why it's so boring, baseball. I don't know.
Baseball is not fun to watch on TV. It's fun in real life.
Yes.
Because it's like the whole like general hoopla of it all. You get a hot dog. You get a beer. You're singing the chants.
I think it's
but like on TV, I'm like, where's the ball? Like, I can't see shit.
I think baseball is like the prettiest like environment.
Aesthetically, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like a stage. And you're waiting for just a moment of action just mm-hmm. to hit off. And then it's popping. And then there's still.
It's really beautiful.
It's very cinematic. It's beautiful.
The lights, when the lights come on.
Oh, I love it.
What is that team that like is fake, but they do the funny.
Oh, the
like,
Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, Savannah Bananas.
What?
They're like the Harlem, you know, the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, of course.
You haven't heard about the Savannah Bananas?
No, never.
I saw them so many times and I thought they were an actual team. And I was like, they're so funny.
It's basically like the Harlem Globetrotters, but for baseball. So it's a trick baseball team where they come out and they do comedy sketches. They do flips.
What?
They do TikToks.
It's funny. Like,
what?
The first,
like, where?
In Savannah, Georgia. Okay. But they go on tour. They book out stadiums or ballparks more than like the professional teams they're playing at.
Damn.
I've never heard of this in my entire life.
The Savannah Bananas.
They have like the yellow outfits.
Sign me up. That sounds amazing.
I'm wondering if they're going to play here.
Dude, the tickets are so expensive.
Really? Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, they go out on stilts and
Look
stuff.
At this.
Sometimes they'll play the games on TV. And I'm not sure if there's now more other Savannah Bananas popping up and it's becoming its own league, or if the away team they're playing is also in on the bit like the Harlem Globetrotters are. So
their social media team's got to get it together. This looks like amazing footage.
They have
Dude.
3 million followers. They're doing fine.
No, that's how they got discovered, is because of social media.
Okay. I haven't seen it across my feeds yet, but
the first, I want to go.
I feel like the first like thing I ever saw was a TikTok, and it was one of them like running through the field with this like a Taylor Swift song. And I was like, what the fuck football or baseball team is doing that? That's crazy.
Guys, they have a cruise.
They do?
The greatest cruise in sports.
Guys, we gotta go.
Sorry, where's the baseball field on this cruise?
There's a makeshift one, I'm
sure. Or they
sure.
have like a net to catch it.
It's just like a practical
Guys,
jokers.
We can go. It's February 9 through 13.
I don't know if I want
to
be on this.
To Cozumel, Mexico.
It's going to be a lot of children.
It's all these like crazy baseball
I don't have my
teams.
Real ID.
Texas Tailgaters.
Okay, so there's
the firefighters.
Local spinoffs.
Yeah, it seems as though the party animals. And then team 5 and 6 are not announced yet.
Okay.
They'll be announced in October, so stay tuned.
I wonder what crowd would be going.
Freaks.
A lot
of kids,
cruise.
I feel like.
Families.
Families.
Oh, yeah, that'd be hella annoying.
Look, I went to a Harlem Globetrotters game when I was a little kid. That was amazing.
I actually like, don't
Me
know
too.
What that is.
Same. They came to my high school.
Oh, that's fucking sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ticket of the Harlem Globetrotters. That guy signed our basketball. We had a Harlem Globetrotters basketball and ticket.
And they signed it?
And he signed it.
Ticket. Yeah, that's... Are those guys, do we think, like... could have been NBA players, or are they not even close?
I think they're really good at doing
tricks.
Like they're always spinning the ball on the fingers and putting it on the little kid.
Yeah.
They're like stand-ins in movies.
So not professional.
I think they're probably good. The odds of becoming pro are very, very slim mm-hmm. in most professional sports. And I feel like if you are skilled, like that's like the best alternative to go down that, or you're playing minor league.
And it's so fun. Like, everyone's always cheering for you, never against
true.
You.
Unless you're the bad guy team.
They
always have their arch enemy team.
Yeah.
But not the Harlem Globetrotters.
No, the Harlem Globetrotters have a team they play against. It's like, I don't know what the team name is.
But who's ever rooting for
no,
not
no one
the Harlem?
Ever
exactly.
is. But if you play for that team, that kind of sucks. You play and every day you go and lose.
Imagine that's like you get demoted from the Globetrotters. You're really not
team.
Holding your weight this year. You got to go to the bad
Awful.
Guys.
Awful.
I would love to. Let's go to a sports game.
I would love that.
What's your favorite sport to go to in real life?
Probably football.
Yeah, me too.
But college football. Because I feel like the atmosphere is just a little bit more intimate. The crowd is more reactive to what's going on. And people really want to see the team win in terms of energy. But I like football because I like the pacing of it. You get to mm-hmm. think a bit. What's going to happen? Anything's possible. Basketball is... It's a fun sport, but it's so back and forth.
My neck.
It's so just like, ooh,
and
you don't get time
so
to celebrate.
Fast. Yeah.
It
does get pretty rowdy, though, if it's a good game.
I haven't been to a hockey game in a minute.
Same. We used to go all the time when I lived back east.
I used to go all the time in Omaha.
Yeah.
Who's the Omaha team?
Mavericks.
The Nebraska Mavericks?
Omaha.
For hockey?
Something like that.
Is that professional? or minor league?
I really don't know. I can look it up.
I don't know if they have a professional hockey team.
I don't know. I couldn't name every hockey team. I've only been to one baseball game ever.
What?
Yeah, it was with, and I went for three periods or innings. No, it was, I did a brand deal for SeatGeek with Alex Ernst, and I had to go with him to like film it.
That was your first
Was it the Dodgers?
Yeah, it was, or the Angels maybe.
Yeah.
And I went for like three periods to like film his like bit for SeatGeek, and then I went home and I was like.
You never went to a pro baseball game.
I'm sorry,
Mike.
You just called an inning a period.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean.
You're from Jersey. No one ever took you as a young kid to a baseball game, kid?
No.
Like, I feel like that's like a rite of passage for the area okay, in which you're born.
Like, yeah, like
I don't think New Jersey has a baseball team.
Yeah, but you have the Yankees, you have the Mets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, kid, we gotta get you to a game.
Let's go to Fenway Park.
Yeah, I would love that.
I don't know. I've never been to one. It seems fun now.
The audacity for you to comment on sports and tell women that they're just bystanders when you don't even know what an inning is.
I did not say anything of the sort, but sure.
I got you, chicas.
I've never been to a professional football game. I've never been to...
Damn.
I think I've only been to hockey, like two hockey games and like a bunch of basketball games. But never been to a professional football game.
Hockey is fun to watch.
It seems scary.
Are they gonna fight?
Professional football games, people lose their fucking minds. They're tailgating.
I feel like hockey fans are probably a bit crazier.
But like when you go to a football game, it's a bunch of like...
You've never been, so how can you comment on it?
I've seen... You see like at the tail... It's people are just drinking at 8 in the morning. And
it's like
eating,
any sport.
No, people are not tailgating hockey games the same
sure
way they
are.
Football
sure,
games.
Definitely not the
definitely
same
baseball,
way.
Like
too.
Angry dads just like picking fights with people in the parking lot. It just seems scary. I don't know.
I think generally that they're all pretty consistently like
scary.
Hardcore fans are all
I
doing
guess.
That. If not in a parking lot in bars.
Yeah. I went to one football game in college and that was enough for me.
For Rutgers?
Yeah.
They had a good season last year.
That was enough for me.
It was, and again, there are people like, we got to wake up at 8 a.m. and start drinking. And I was like, that's insane.
That's the best. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Your two personalities.
When somebody says,
literally.
We're getting up at 8 a.m. and we're drinking beers and it's allowed and we're doing it.
We're going to do that for a video. We're going to tailgate with
tailgate.
Mike at 8 a.m.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
We go tailgate.
Yeah,
like
we
Walmart
are.
Parking lot.
You don't know. You could like it.
Yeah, you have like a vision of what you think it is.
You get so much of the day.
I don't know. It was I didn't even stay through the full football game because I was like, I got to go to sleep halfway
oh my
through.
God.
I get the excitement of it. I don't know. Not for me.
I know.
Basketball
I loved
is my favorite.
I loved going to high school football games, but like I didn't pay attention once to like the game. But like the environment was so fun.
It's a good hang.
Yeah, I was on the the
sidelines.
Side yeah, I was
cheerleading.
I was a wrangler.
Oh yeah.
I was not a cheerleader. I was a spirit rustler. Okay.
Your spirit finger.
It sounds like a made up thing that would be on like SNL.
What we were like the Savannah Bananas, but for the team.
Matt, you would be. You should be in the Savannah Bananas. I'm not even kidding.
I wish I was that athletic. But we weren't, because we had male cheerleaders who would actually like lift the cheerleaders up.
Yeah, impressive.
We would just
You were like secretly hoping that it would turn into Bring It On live action.
A little bit. It was fun.
You were like, this is going to be it.
It was fun,
What did you have to do? Were you waving a flag?
When we would score a touchdown, we would have to pick up our own flag, and it was the letters, and we'd run them down the field. We would also take tennis balls, and we'd put them in pantyhose, and then we would put the pantyhose on our head, and we would swing them around. Okay, we'd have
that couldn't be more you.
I know.
We had inflatable sumo suits that we would start doing dances
Matt,
with the
you're
drum.
You're gonna be a fun dad.
The drum line would come down and we would just like make little circles. And I even think we had like a go bananas, go bananas. We would do that.
Oh my God.
Like the kid from Rushmore when he was like running around doing the stunts?
I guess so. I don't know which scene of Rushmore you're talking about. I wasn't a drum major.
Were you interacting with the cheerleaders or you were
completely
separate?
Yeah, we were with the cheerleaders.
Did you practice with them?
No.
What was this called? What did you do?
Wranglers.
Did you go to Wrangler practice like every week?
You had audition. And did we practice?
Did people not make it?
What was your audition? Like, what did you do for the audition?
They said, like, they would give us a scenario saying it's the fourth quarter. We are down by 14 points. The spirit and the mood of the crowd is bad. What are you going to do? So, like... Get the crowd pumped.
Pull out
off.
A gun. Yeah. Everybody better be excited now.
Pew, pew.
And,
pull out a gun.
Yeah. And we
it's
just
Texas.
Had, I want to see some smiles, folks.
I need
okay.
Loved.
Well, what did you do?
And what I don't know, my audition.
Did you go, blah, 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 like,
yeah. I was just like, come on, let's go. I was just like acting like I was performing for the bleachers and stuff.
That is so
funny. How many other Wranglers were there on your team?
I would say there was about 12 of us.
We're like a squad. Did you call yourself the squad?
The Wranglers.
Well, he said team.
Team?
I would say you're more of a
Wranglers
squad.
Wranglers squad,
yeah.
Sure.
A squad of Wranglers.
Yeah.
Squad up.
Are you in touch with any of your former Wranglers? You guys in a Facebook group together?
Of course, it was a brotherhood.
Of course.
It was a brotherhood. It was a brotherhood.
Were you in the yearbook for this?
Yeah. I don't know if we had like a formal yearbook in the stands picture, but it was like our own page of like the Wranglers and stuff.
That is so
it's just you
funny.
With the pantyhose.
One of the Wranglers got caught smoking weed before a game.
Ooh.
So
you're not going to take a downer before you have to wrangle.
Well,
it was a sativa, don't worry.
Because we would go to games, like away games. We'd get there early with the cheerleaders or whatever, set stuff up. And we were all hanging out on the sideline. I don't even think admissions had opened. And all of a sudden we started smelling weed. Actually, I remember one of the guys asked me if I wanted to go smoke with him. And I'm like, no, that sounds stupid. Like,
was that just like a big
under
no
the
now?
Bleachers. So he goes, under the bleachers, smoke weed. And we just smell all of the
obviously
smoke.
Why do we go
and I'll
there?
Never forget like our head like teacher or whatever looked to like the other head teacher and was like, that smells really close. And they just darted and went ooh behind the bleachers and
what a
busted
dumbass
them.
Did you guys have like rivals with other school Wranglers
during halftime? We would meet the other team on the track halfway and we would say hi to them,
you would
and
all be like,
sometimes we would go maybe jam with them and they would come jam with us depending.
You have a clown off.
Yeah.
Jam. What do you mean jam? What does that mean?
Like our drum lines would meet up with their drum lines and we'd have like a drum off and just kind of entertain the crowd. I think we would do that. But some schools had Wranglers, some schools didn't. So
mm-hmm. For a Patreon episode, we should
learn how to wrangle.
Yeah, no, like go to like a clown school lesson.
Oh.
I'm very curious what that would be like.
Like,
yeah,
like,
I think it's a lot of like, I feel like I remember watching some documentary. I think we watched like clown school or like in the
circus
or whatever.
It's a real college.
Totally. And I think like the first thing you do is like improv pretty much. Mm. Like you have to just act out stuff and just pretend because that's like the whole clown world. Yeah.
You have to like create your own clown identity.
Yeah.
How are clowns doing these days? I feel like that was all the rage to book for a party and then it
well, I'm sure
by
when
Stephen
like the
King
scary clowns happened, when it was like the murder clowns.
Yes.
In like what, 2016 or something? Probably
they
went down
a bad
the
rap.
There.
They had a big meeting.
Well, like how often are you going to parties for children?
True. But I guess I need to open up a classifieds to see what clowns are for hire.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that's like a thing.
I feel like people do like a lot of characters now.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I want like Moana at my birthday. Or I want Princess Elsa and Anna at my birthday, not a clown.
Right.
The 10 best clowns in Los Angeles on Yelp. Let's see.
Oh, I bet there's good clowns
out
here.
Oh, okay. So it comes up with like magicians, face painting. I don't think clowns are maybe it seems like clowns are not a standalone activity. It's like you hire a person who can do clown stuff, face painting, balloon animals.
Well, neither of those people are saying they can juggle.
Can y'all balloon animal?
Yes.
No.
What can you make?
A dog.
Wait, guys, remember we did a video making balloon animals?
Holy
the three
shit,
of us?
I forgot.
I can make a dog pretty well.
Okay.
You know, I can never tie the damn thing.
You got to twist it.
Maybe we'll have to do it again.
Like tying balloons, I hate it.
Yeah,
no.
It's
if,
not
like, someone's
fun.
Like, hey, can you tie it's because you have to blow
really
it up.
Tight.
You got to give it a
little
stretch.
It's like a hot dog tail.
Yeah, and it's just like so tight. Like my finger starts turning blue. And I don't know. I don't like tying balloons.
My fingers are turning blue.
Football games, balloons.
I'm just so interested how people get into balloon making. Because there's a point to where you don't know how to make them. And there's a point where you know how to make them all.
Yeah.
And do you fall in love with the hobby before you make it a profession? Or is someone like, there's good money in it if you know how to make balloons and just buy your own kit?
Mm.
Do you have to audition or interview to be a balloon maker? I don't know.
There was a clown at Margaritaville that makes balloon animals.
Okay.
Yeah. So there is one there if we ever want to go.
At the restaurant? Or
I just was there at the City Walk one time, like
how
having dinner.
How long ago?
2019.
Okay, so we're not actually sure.
We're not sure, but that's, yeah, there was one there and they made balloon animals and like walked around to the tables. I was horrified of like, I wasn't like scared of clowns regularly, but I remember my mom took me to like a McDonald's opening and the McDonald's clown was there. And I guess my mom said, I go, Mom, tell that clown to go home. I was so scared of that clown for some reason, but I wasn't like afraid of clowns in general. It was very strange.
Just Ronald.
Ronald McDonald.
I was like, get him the fuck out of here.
Haven't seen Ronald McDonald in a bit from
McDonald's. They retired him. Like, officially. He doesn't,
oh, they did?
Yeah, he's, like, not a mascot for
them anymore. Why? What did he do? He got canceled?
Oh,
what did he do?
He didn't do anything.
The one from the 90s
He's
was
a man, of
great.
Course he did.
He was, like, Flo. Like,
Yeah, no, but they I think they just got rid of it as a concept. Like, it's not a part of their identity anymore.
He hasn't been retired.
Ronald McDonald is still, like, on every cup.
Is he?
He's running away.
Maybe in the ads.
I can tell you. It says, Ronald McDonald hasn't been formally retired by McDonald's. His presence in...
His phone's ringing.
Oh, okay. Oh. I was like,
I feel it on my foot.
My foot, yeah. I was like, oh, is there an earthquake?
A really chill one.
His presence in marketing and community events has significantly decreased. This is due to a combination of factors, including a changing public perception of clowns.
Oh, damn.
In 2016, the 2016 clown craze and shifts in McDonald's marketing strategies.
Well, they used to have a whole, also like the series with the Grimace guy and like the burglar.
Hamburglar.
Oh, yeah, Hamburglar. That was my
thing. I think
King,
they
right?
did retire Grimace. Oh, something happened with Grimace.
Well, there was that whole.
They were like, Grimace is dead.
Grimace is back. The Grimace shake was.
Yeah. I thought they killed him though.
No.
No, that was the TikTok trend of like making horror short films about Grimace.
If you drink the Grimace shake, it will kill you. Do you know what Grimace is?
No.
He's a taste bud.
Oh, that's right. I didn't know that. At one point.
Yeah. But that trend was one of the best things on TikTok in a long time.
So
you know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
You drink the Grimace shake and you like turn into a puddle.
Fall Out Boy posted one that was like an actual feature film.
Like a movie.
It was very funny.
Over the Grimace shake?
Yeah.
Just
they
like filming.
Got like the, they were, I feel like they were, I don't know what venue they were at, but it was like while they were on tour and they got like the staff that's, why can't I think, like the EMTs to like do it with them. So they're like on like stretcher and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Wow.
Pretty funny. Death of Grimace. He died in the Los Angeles hospital from complications.
That's crazy.
From a failed liver transplant.
What?
It's a bummer that like McDonald's playgrounds are like not a thing anymore.
Oh, I just saw a TikTok about this. Have you seen it? Where it's like, they used to be like fun, big open play place.
I used to go to them.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And now, I'm sure it's not all of them. I'm sure some of them still have them, but that was when they wanted people like there and hanging out, and now it's like literally iPads on a wall,
yeah,
and like little interactive games.
And the like outside of McDonald's now, I don't know if you, maybe it's just LA, but like they have the like wood paneling.
Yeah, it looks like a business.
Yeah, it's just, it looks like a corporate headquarters. Every McDonald's.
Yeah, it looks like a fucking Starbucks.
Yeah, it's
awesome. Yeah, it's like McDonald's put a tie on.
Yeah.
I think they realized that the playgrounds were becoming like a liability because kids were getting like hurt on them. Kids were puking in them because it's
They're
like not
gross.
The best thing to like. Eat a bunch of fast food and go run around in this thing.
Soda, fast food.
Did yours have like GameCube like games there all the time? Like we would like have video games at our McDonald's and they were greasy as hell, those controllers.
Ew, I can't imagine.
Oh yeah, that's disgusting.
I didn't have a place in my hometown McDonald's.
Oh damn, you were missing out, Aaron.
We had one called,
that's okay.
We had a place called like Play Days. D-A-Z-E. Yes. You had one too?
Like a Discovery Zone kind of thing?
Kind of, yeah. And it was like this giant like play place basically, but also had a like, skating rink, like a rollerblading rink and everything. And my mom took me and like whoever she was babysitting like every week, and I wouldn't be so scared to go in because I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to figure out how to get down. Like I was so scared, and I would like, I refused to like go in them until I was like older. It was very weird.
Or like dying in a ball pit. They were so deep. And if you just get trapped under there, like I don't know, I was scared of ball pits. I
love a ball pit.
They're so dirty.
I know. But now I feel like there's ball pits at like every little like Instagram trap place where it's like it's a museum of illusion.
That girl
a ball pit.
Jumped in one and then like broke her tailbone.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because it looked deep.
Don't jump in them.
Yeah. Use your brain.
Did you guys have like wooden playgrounds? Like,
one that
those was
like
those
best.
Massive wooden
those are the
ones.
Best.
Kids Corral. Oh, I loved it.
Just a splinter fest.
Yes, but it was It was a wonderland.
Getting a splinter when you're a kid is like being in like Saving Private Ryan. You're just like, oh my God, I'm hit. Oh. And it's like, drink the morphine, bite on the stick and take it out. Like,
not the morphine.
Just like when you see a kid get a splinter, it's like they're in Vietnam, just like got their arm blown off. Kids with splinters are having a meltdown.
They hurt.
They do hurt.
It's not that bad.
If you get a really long one, having to pick that out.
Oh, yeah. I love picking out a splinter, though. There's nothing like it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on Grey's Anatomy. Yeah. Let's get to work. Hey, you got to put like into hot water. You got to let it soak so it rises to the top. And like
scalpel.
You're kind of open up that first layer of skin to where it doesn't hurt. You're just like.
Totally.
Yep.
Like, remove it.
Just getting one out. Love that feeling. Maybe I should go get a splinter today.
Go run around on a deck.
Yeah, literally. Oof. Ooh, the feeling of getting one too. It's like you just know exactly when it happens. I hate it. Do y'all ever say blow this when you like to leave? You say, I'm gonna blow this popsicle stand?
Or like, let's blow this joint.
Let's blow this joint.
I think people say it ironically. I'm gonna blow this popsicle stand.
Totally. But I've been hearing it a lot. For some reason, a lot of like inmates say it on Love After Lockup. But in Omaha, we always said, let's blow this pop stand.
Yeah.
Pop stand.
Yeah, because pop is like our soda. So I think that's why. Let's blow this pop stand.
I've heard this. Let's blow this popsicle stand.
I've heard popsicle.
It's like
I don't know if I've ever heard anyone say it like for real.
Unironically, yeah.
No, oh man.
Yeah, it's just that's a weird thing to say.
Let's blow this.
There was like a viral, like Twitter thing. It was like things white people say. It was like get a load of this guy, which is just like, I love
get
those.
A load of or when. You're arriving at a restaurant and you're arriving at any establishment. All of a sudden, a line starts forming behind you. You say, well, we got here at a good time.
Or ordering fries. Well, that's dangerous. Or something like that.
Or when, like, the waiter comes to get your food and you've clearly ate it all. They're like, how was the food? We hated it.
Yeah.
Like, that shit.
Or if the waiter goes, well, clearly you hated it. I like those, like, phrases that you don't really hear anymore. Like, oh, you and whose army? You don't hear that anymore.
You and what army?
You and what army?
Oh, is that what
Who's
it is?
Whose army?
Yeah.
Oh, then whatever.
That's so weird. I found it. I just went to Reddit to search, and someone said, "You and what army?" I haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah, that's like phrases.
You
that
and
don't,
what army?
If you watch like something from like a movie from the 90s, you'll just hear like phrases. You're like, "Hey, I don't really hear that anymore."
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about newsflash?
Newsflash.
Newsflash. That's not true. Oh, I'm gonna start saying all these.
Newsflash. That's a good one. Or like,
eat my shorts.
I don't know if anybody.
My pants are going out of style.
What is that?
I don't know that one.
Like when someone's like you're waiting for a really long time.
Oh,
you're like, hurry
yeah.
up, my pants are going out of style.
Oh, my God.
I feel like that was like a Sandlot one that I would hear. Maybe it was like from the 50s.
You're on thin ice, pal.
You're on thin ice.
Oh, my parents would say that to me.
You're on thin ice?
You're walking on thin ice.
Thin ice.
Let's see. That's one of them. You're on thin ice. Oh, no more Mr. Nice Guy.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
What movie is that?
Yeah. He says it just like the way I said it.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
That's a good one. Let's see.
It's also a book. No more Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah, it was movie too with Jackie Chan and Jennifer Love Hewitt. No, that was The Tuxedo.
I was like, it's like a self-help book.
I think it's a Jet Li movie called Mr. Nice Guy or something.
You're barking up the wrong tree, pal.
Barking up the wrong tree. Is that because it's a dog barking up at something?
I think it was.
Or is it the tree bark?
You're barking up the wrong tree. I think it's like you're bothering me. Like, why are you talking to me about this? Like, stop.
Oh.
I also think it might have been like a little bit homophobic where people were like.
That's what I know. Yes.
Yeah. I think that might be a Northeast version of it.
Yeah.
Where it's like if like a guy's talking to you and he's like trying to. Be your friend, you're just like, hey, I think you're barking up the wrong tree, pal. It's like a little homophobic.
Yeah.
But in other phrases, it's like, I just work here. I don't know. You're barking up the wrong tree, honey.
My favorite one, though, you can never say it, but it's just so funny. People used to say it, toots.
Oh yeah. Like,
hey, toots. Toots, can you give me a drink? If you said toots.
Did you ever use that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I think we've had, but just you've been missing it.
Like, I just... it makes me laugh all the time.
I know, it's, so, it's kind of degrading, but it's also like so old.
Yeah,
hey, there's toots.
Nowhere where you could say toots, but it's not that rude.
You should say it next time you're at a restaurant.
No, that's pretty, it's pretty misogynistic.
Hey, toots.
I know, but you're not calling like
you,
someone
you
like
you walk into a hotel and you're checking in, hey, toots, it's the name Matt King.
He has a cigar.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I know what you mean. No, hey, it's it is rude to call someone toots. But
you should
it's
try
not,
using it.
You can
what
say
happens.
It to me. I'll allow
hey,
it. Yeah. I'll allow you to get away with it.
You can't say it anyway.
Hey, you toots.
Hey, toots.
It's always like those.
Toots. Toots. Calm down.
Like, toots. That's basically down. Calling someone like a tit.
Yeah.
Titties.
Just.
I found a good one.
When we were at Jeopardy, Matt came up with a funny thing that he was like, imagine if Ken Jennings was just like, listen, toots, you had 100 points. Let's not go let's not go crazy.
Your doctor? Yeah. Listen, toots.
Yeah. Just like, what? Just someone who's just so...
Listen, toots, we're going to CT.
Yeah, just a clean, straight edge guy just tossing in toots. That would be a good bet. Like, if you had a bet, like, I'll bet you $100 if you could call, like, the waitress toots.
It's like an impractical joker's punishment.
Yes.
They have to, like... use it so many times.
You need to take a chill pill.
Love that.
Can you imagine?
Take a chill pill.
You're in like a fight with your significant other. This is why I fucking don't want to live with you anymore. Listen, babe, you got to take a chill pill. That's
right.
Crazy. That's crazy.
Like, a lot of these phrases have just lost steam and merit because they've been used so many times.
Yeah.
If you said it, there would be no strength to it. You sound like.
Also, there's now actual chill pills.
There are chill pills, yeah.
So
take a Xanax.
Yeah.
I guess I would say that.
Hey, people love a chill pill.
Take a Xanax, everyone. Relax. Like.
Yes.
This one's funny and very true. White people love saying, it must be free then when something isn't scanning at the register.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's free.
I guess it's free then.
Wow, those are really good corny lines.
Oh, I just had one in my head too. I can't. Oh, no. Fuck it. Like, I lost it again.
I love get a load of this
my
guy.
My chill pills.
Get a load of this guy.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just came to me.
Yeah.
When, when you're like younger and like you wake up like later and come out and like your parents or whatever are like, look who's alive.
Oh, look who it is.
Like, shut the fuck up.
Good morning, sleepyhead.
Everyone's still saying that to you.
No one ever. Yeah. Look who's alive.
Look who decided to join us for breakfast.
I will say yesterday or 2 days ago, I woke up and I looked at the clock and it was 11:30. I was like, hello.
That's
during
crazy.
The week?
Yeah, it was two days ago.
Ooh.
But that's when I woke up with major signs. So I was like, or that was the day after. So I was like, maybe I needed that. Was it Monday?
On your ordering major signs?
Yeah, I got a major signs alert. But it was the day I started my period. So it, like, knew, I guess.
Yeah.
Why buy?
What is that? Oh, Matt's hat?
Yeah.
Oh.
What is that? What is Barrow?
Barrow? You can rent out dresses. Patricia rents out her dresses on there.
Oh, it's like an interesting way to spell Barrow.
Yeah, I think that maybe.
It's French.
It's not Barrow like Mario?
Barrow.
It's a good brand.
That's really smart, Aaron.
Thanks, I came up with it myself.
You could have locked me in a room for 100 years. I never would have got that.
Oh.
Barrow.
Well, it could stand
I read
for
it
something
as
Barrow,
else.
Not I
don't
borrow.
Know. I think it's borrow.
Why buy when you can borrow?
Yeah. There you go.
Why buy? There's so many of those places now.
The Pickle.
Yeah.
Rent the Runway.
Yeah. Yes, Mike. Wow. Rent the Runway.
There's another one. Oh, my God. So many people use it. It's going to drive me nuts.
Mm-hmm. Renting.
You like renting?
Well, Rent the One Way, you don't rent from people. That's like a company, right?
Yeah, there's another company. Newly? Is that's what it's called? Newly.
Or the
there's like a meme and it's like all our boyfriends dropping off our new, it's like the same packaging.
Okay.
And it's like all of these guys like returning their girlfriend's Newly orders.
So there's like, it would be nice, and I think there are apps and people have tried to do it, but if you could like communally share like on a street, like a lawnmower or like stuff where it's like, if we all just pitched in, we don't all need our own lawnmowers, but if it's
like,
hey, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and you just like
socialism.
Share something like that amongst like a small group of people you live near, makes more sense than having to buy a fucking lawnmower.
Well, if you live in a condo, it works that way.
Right.
or a community. But it used to be like that. And then in the 50s, there was like marketers who were like, listen, we're only selling one hammer per street because, like, not everyone needs a hammer. Joe's got the hammer. Steve's got the lawnmower. John's got the barbecue. But we could sell five times as many of each of these things if we convince people that they each need their own.
Sounds like socialism to me.
It also, I feel like, probably, like, was a sign of how much money you have.
100%.
Like people would probably be like, oh, I got to get this new lawnmower and
right,
show it off to the
mower.
Neighborhood. Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
And that's rugged individualism.
Have you ever bartered for anything? I know that's like a concept of doing work to get a good or like...
Like maybe like drugs.
To barter for drugs?
Like, are you talking about like at a store or like Facebook Market vibes?
Like at Burning Man.
Correct. So you provide something in order to get something. Oh.
That's like how you have to survive at Burning Man. Could never.
Paying to get something. I know, like, I guess co-ops are kind of like that. Or what do co-ops work?
I think you have to like work there.
So it's like your day to take out all the trash. That's your responsibility at the co-op. And everyone kind of shifts responsibilities to make the cooperative keep going.
But, I think so.
Yeah.
I had a friend.
I only know that from... what the fuck is that show?
Was it like a cooperative show?
No, they had like a whole bit where one of the girls had to work at a co-op and she like didn't really understand what it was.
Oh, Broad City?
Thank you.
That's what it was.
I had a friend in college who was a singer and he got a flat tire and then he had his guitar in the car and he like, while the guy was like changing his tire, he was like playing a song for him. And he was like, man, you're really good. You keep playing. And then he played him like music and sang while he was getting the tire changed. And the guy was like, don't worry about it. You paid for it with your songs.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, that's like the most American.
That's
like.
Sick.
Then the guy goes home to his wife, like, so did we make anything? No, but I heard a great song today, Toots.
He's going
to
be big. He's going to be a star.
Just like, where was the money, Bill?
Yeah.
Oh, so you went and had your own little mini concert that I couldn't even see. Really nice.
But you should have heard him. You should have heard him. He had a beautiful voice.
I wonder what he played for him.
I don't know.
An original Wonderland.
Might have been. Might have been one original, a couple covers.
How can I drive with no air?
I have a Pilates instructor that like only, have I talked about this? She like only plays like covers.
Ugh,
like,
I hate.
Almost like, I think she's just like a middle-aged like woman. So I feel like she just like, it's just whatever's on a playlist or something. But it's always like piano covers of like
coffee house covers.
Yes,
they do that at my nail salon.
I wonder if it's a copyright thing.
It is.
Because it's not.
It is.
No, it's not. Because we in
you
my other classes.
Spotify?
Yeah, well, yeah, they just use Spotify. Like my other class, we listen to Taylor Swift and Sabrina Carpenter.
Strange, but I noticed that when I go to like foreign countries, usually around like Rome or London, when you're going into like all those little like you know
tourist areas.
Trinket shops and stuff, they're always playing these like coffeehouse music, and it was driving me nuts. And I feel like I googled it that. Since you're selling something, you can't have someone else's song, or you have to pay for like a license that we can play this music while I'm selling goods.
Oh, it's like YouTube.
Yeah.
It used to be like that also in like the
epidemic.
50s and stuff. Like Frank Sinatra would like have people go to different like nightclubs in New York to hear if they were singing Frank Sinatra songs. And if they were, they'd like beat the shit out of them because it's like you can't sing Frank songs without paying them.
Hell yeah.
Right.
So it's a similar thing of like you can't play music publicly in a like in a commercial environment without
like if you're having a Taylor Swift Soul Cycle class where you're using my music to
theoretically
bring people in.
Yes.
But if I was Taylor Swift, I'd be like, who gives a shit? But
she's like, at least as long as they're playing Taylor's version.
Some if I go and get like a massage at a place, they always will play like really gentle, nice like piano music. But the last time I went, they were playing a piano version of Pink Pony Club, and I was like, I can't relax to this.
Yeah,
it was
hard.
Like, bum, 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 bum,
beautiful.
Bum, 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 bum. And I was like,
yeah, I don't really know how that works.
I know. I think sometimes people would rather play it safe and not risk someone coming in and being like, sorry, slapping a fine on you. This has not been approved.
It's always like at resorts, too. Like, if you're at like a pool resort or something, you're going to hear just like an acoustic version of like a Bruno Mars song or something sang by like a girl.
I was at the San Antonio Arboretum.
What is that?
It's well, you know what an arboretum is?
Something with trees.
It's like it's like a garden.
Moron.
An arboretum is like a place.
Arboretum?
Where yes.
Okay.
It's like a if you wanted to go down to like the LA Gardens where you walk around and it's like a park, but
okay.
It's like how he calls indoor pools that weird word.
What do you call an indoor pool?
An indoor pool.
No, you have a different word. You say something else.
A natatorium?
Yes.
Oh, but that's like an indoor. It's where you hold like
a natatorium.
A natatorium.
An auditorium?
No, a natatorium.
Because it's like nautical
and it's in a thing.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your Arbor Day situation.
I don't even know why I'm bringing this up. But I remember it was, we were rehearsing for someone's wedding.
You can say the word.
And I was listening to the music that was being played in the speakers at the Arboretum, and I'm like, what is, it was Kids Bop.
Oh my God.
They were playing Kids Bop at the Arboretum, and I'm like, who is playing that? Like, oh my why? God. This is the last place Kids Bop needs to be played. I've never one heard Kids Bop. Why is it being played at the Arboretum? It was very strange to me why Kids Bop was being played
like
at the Arboretum.
I'm going to die at this Arboretum, whatever the fuck it's called.
I don't know. I just felt like I needed to share that.
I guess like, yeah, like Taylor Swift nights and like Olivia Rodrigo nights at clubs and stuff. Is that kind of the same thing of like, could they possibly be like, hey, you can't do that because you're using my likeness?
Literally... emo night. Like, I don't think they can.
DJing is more lax, I feel like. Like, but you, like, remember Girl Talk? The band, yeah. The DJ who would do mashups and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Love.
But you couldn't, like, get a Girl Talk CD. You couldn't, like, have Girl Talk on, like, Spotify. You can't, right. Like, sell the mashups. But I think if you're DJing in person, I feel like it's, like, free open range to mm-hmm. use other people's songs and make your own mixes. But when you're making money off of a mashup, mm-hmm. that's where it's an issue.
Oh.
I think events is a little bit more lax, my opinion.
Yeah. Because DJs do share tracks.
Yeah.
Like, they'll, like, take them and play them
in their
set.
Like, Diplo will play a Dylan Francis song. And yeah.
I'm curious, does TJ, like, at Emo Night, do they pay some, like, thing to make sure that everyone's sets are, like, free to play what they can play?
No, okay. I don't think so.
For like, I don't know if there's some weird event space like certificate.
I think it's different if it's like a dance like live event thing versus like a nail salon or like a shop to just play. I do think also some of those places use like something called Muzak. You know what that is? Muzak. It was like the system, I think, before Spotify, that if you had like a store, you would pay this company called Muzak and they would give you like whatever the top hits were to play in your grocery store or whatever. And now people, I think, just do Spotify, but like they're probably just used to like they'll type in, you know, coffee house covers and they'll just play it. But yeah.
Do you ever go into an establishment and put money in for touch tunes?
Oh, TJ loves touch tunes. Yeah,
Patricia, same. I'm like, how much money did we just spend on tunes that would have been played
anyways?
No, but he like does it to like fuck with the people. Like, we will go somewhere and he'll put on like the Tiny Tim song like four times in a row.
A menace.
One time it was like literally the middle of summer and we're at this tiny ass dive bar that's just with like old drunk townies. There's probably like 15 people and literally all of them were at the bar and we're like eating food. He put on All I Want for Christmas Is You. Like, he's a little menace.
Troll.
Yeah. But then like he will put
touch
on songs that we like.
Touch tunes troll.
But it really tickles him when he like looks around to see
like if people
people's
are getting
reactions.
Upset.
Yeah.
I love though the rush of when you play a song and everyone at the bar is like, hell yeah. This kid played that song. All right. Like, I love.
You're showing off.
Yeah.
I know this one.
There's a Mars Volta song that's 35 minutes long. And like, it used to be like a troll. People would go to like a bar and play the touch tunes.
That shouldn't be allowed on touch
tunes.
That's
illegal.
Anything over 5 minutes.
What are they saying in this 35 minutes long?
I mean, it's like a full, like, it's basically movie? Like an album. It's not the same thing over and over again. It's like a full. But so
like
people would like,
yeah, probably.
But it would be like
it's
on
like
the
9 minutes.
Forums. Yeah. People would be like, oh, look what I did at my college bar tonight. And they're like, it's like 18 minutes in and you just can't do anything about it. And the song is obviously like
can
weird.
Can you pay to skip?
Maybe.
Or but then, but I've like, definitely been places where like there's been a song on. Maybe they can do it on like the back end at the bar.
If they can pay to skip, that's like what's happening.
That was my money.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that was my 50 cents.
Yeah, it's more than that. It's
like
too expensive. Oh, I feel like it's like
$2 a song now.
I feel like it's a
fucking
buck
way.
30 cents.
It's $100.
How much song? Per song?
You have to download the app too, right?
They're way more expensive now.
Yeah,
it says it depends on the location, type of music. Generally, it's based on a credit system. You can purchase credits in bulk. Example, 12 credits for $6, and then those you use those credits.
And I think maybe certain songs are like higher credits.
Says
too.
The cost of a credit can be around 50 cents, according to Touch Tunes.
And I feel like it's 4 credits a song sometimes. Now,
if I was a musician and I wanted my songs to get played, I would like make my songs free on the Touch Tunes. Because people will be like, oh,
yeah,
like,
oh, this one's
I don't
free.
Have to pay. I don't really,
yeah,
I
you
care
can
about...
skip the line.
Oh, you can skip the line, the queue.
It says in some locations you can pay an extra credit to skip the line and play a song.
Does the artist get a cut?
TJ definitely does that.
That's where Patricia, though, I get mad at her because she spends
What's
too
she
much money.
On?
Oh.
Unwritten.
Oh, she spends too much money.
What is it? Like the Civil Wars or whatever?
What?
Isn't that a band?
Yeah, yeah. She's bringing down the vibe.
It's stuff.
Why is she playing the Civil Wars?
It's maybe some Casey Musgraves.
It's usually
just really
country stuff.
Mellowing it out.
Yeah.
All Too Well.
Yeah.
At the bar.
I wouldn't mind All Too Well.
10 minutes.
Ten
be
minutes.
Fun at the
TJ
bar.
Did that before.
I mean, that's perfect.
Tramp Stamp Grannies, I feel like, is a little bit more.
Well, that's like a piano bar.
Yeah, they don't have touch tunes.
No, but you're paying money to hear your songs, but you're paying a guy who's playing it and singing
And he
it.
Literally never knows. He's like, I don't know that one.
Who? At Tramp Stamp Grannies?
Yeah.
I think they like show tunes more than anything. So then they'll do like One Day More from Les Mis, but like a 2x speed.
Yeah.
One day more, one more day till revolution. We will never da, 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 da.
I grew up with jukeboxes. Like my dad had like 3 or 4 of them.
Next to all the pinball machines?
They were in the basement with the pinball. There's one upstairs and we had like 1 or 2 in the basement, I think.
Jukeboxes
fun.
With like the
Yeah, like records.
Mini vinyls.
It would like bring up, you'd type in a code and it would go, and it would find the record and it would place it down and it's start playing the song.
I love
Insane.
The jukeboxes that have like the little air bubbles going in.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is that?
It's
so beautiful.
It's like neon gases.
For what?
So pretty.
Like old school jukeboxes, like the ones from the 50s, like the quintessential one. There's like these little air bubbles look
they're
being traveled by
it's like a
liquid.
Lamp.
Yeah.
And they just move around. I love
that. Very expensive to buy now.
Thank you so much for bringing that up, actually.
What, jukebox? Because
I needed to show this to Matt in person.
Okay, let's
see.
Okay,
I got a TikTok. I hope you didn't see it because I wanted your live reaction. I got a TikTok last night. She's a realtor. And she's like, instead of gifting my clients like champagne or something like after the sale goes through, this is what I do for them. I mean, you don't have to play the music.
Okay. So she glues pieces together with specific glue.
You can like fast forward a little bit.
She's making like clearly a DIY of something. She's pouring cement. She's doing some electricity with it. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay, so you cemented a lava lamp in just a cement block for outside? Listen.
Because I would be like, give me a gift card.
Well, like, a weather condition would ruin it.
Well, if it's like on a porch.
But like if it was hailing or something, imagine.
Yeah, but when that light bulb dies, good luck.
Cement.
To the dumpster.
Isn't that the ugliest thing you've ever seen?
I don't understand what you mean by cementing it in.
Show her.
Can we see the outcome?
Like she cemented a lava lamp into a cement block.
And it's part of the house?
No, it looks like it's like a stand you can put outside. Maybe if you're like a 20-year-old dude college and that's more of a fixture
so funny.
For the inside of your home. I don't want to be driving down the neighborhood and see a fucking lava lamp outside someone's house.
Outside.
The top comment
kidding.
Says, oh.
They don't belong outside.
The top comment says, please don't do that anymore.
She gave
us a lava lamp in cement.
Aaron, did you see the subreddit I sent you yesterday?
Yeah. Those ones I have like a hard time with because I feel like so many of them
are fake.
Yeah,
I figured.
What's the subreddit?
It's called Tragedy, but it's spelled like Tragedy, like E-I-G-H, and it's like just bad baby names, or, like bad names or whatever.
Yes, like names spelled awfully.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was one, I wish I screenshotted it, but it was like, they spelled their baby's name. Basically, it sounded like urine, but it was like Y-E-U-R-E-N or something like that. And they were like, no, it's like you're in. And they're like, yeah, urine.
Urine.
Yeah, it's just like, oh my God.
Someone just sent me one the other day, like an influencer named her baby Crash.
Bandicoot. Ugh.
That's what I thought as well. I literally sent Crash Bandicoot back.
Like C-R-A-S-H.
C-R-A-S-H.
Crash is kind of cool.
That's like
a
nickname.
With a dollar
if
sign.
Your dad was like a famous rock star and they named their kid Crash,
their,
it sounds kind of cool.
Other kid's name was something weird. I wish
like
I...
Cash. Like Crash. It depends on your lifestyle.
Their dad's not a rock star.
Well,
if this kid grows up to be like a surfer, Crash would be a great name.
What the hell is the other kid's name? It's like one of those...
Tumble.
Explosion.
Explode.
Maybe. Let me find it. Oh. Oh, Smoke. Smoke and Crash.
Oh.
That's like Sinners. Smoke and Stack.
Yeah.
Can I tell you guys something really embarrassing?
Let's hear it,
I don't
please.
Actually... Okay, well,
you already said it.
Aaron will never forget this.
Okay.
You're never going to let me live this down. Probably not you either.
Brother.
You'll be fine with it.
That's it. Okay. That's a new one.
Oh, I don't know how to even say this, you guys. A couple days after we saw Sinners,
Yeah.
I did not realize it was the same person playing both characters.
You thought Michael B. Jordan was two people?
I just didn't think about it.
You thought they were a real twins?
I don't know.
But I also even said to you.
I know.
Well, then I'll stand by it because he's not that good of an actor. I mean, Michael B. Jordan is a great actor. He is not an excellent actor. I think there's much more better talent out there than Michael B.
He's
Jordan.
He's more of a movie star than an actor.
Sure. Wait, but exactly. One, you couldn't even. Well, I'm surprised that you didn't even realize that it was they were twins.
Well, hold on.
Well, like also,
her point is that he's actually an amazing actor because she didn't realize it was the same person. That means he was convincingly playing two different people.
No, I'm just, I don't see.
But also
faces.
Before that, I had told her that I saw it, and our friend, he had posted something, and then I told her, it's all I could think about the whole time, was that his Letterboxd review was like, I loved watching Michael A. Jordan and Michael B. Jordan.
And like, I know. And no one also told me. Like, I remember I didn't really want to know what it was about. And he was like, it's just about, basically Michael B. Jordan plays like twins. And he told me that.
I did too. Because I was like, it kind of took me out of it at first.
Yeah, he's doing like a Lindsay Lohan in Parent Trap.
Yeah. I literally.
And she did a better job. Like,
I was because Lindsay Lohan.
If you're playing two of the same, or if you're playing identical twins, you got to make some distinctive choice from the other one to the other one. They did what? That one of them had a different tooth gem than the other, and one of them was wearing a different
color.
Okay,
well, sorry, he wasn't British. One of his moms didn't take him to London to live.
You just change up the mannerisms with another.
I thought that it, like, I sensed that there were. Like, one was like the bad guy and the other was like the more sensitive one, like, yeah.
Their characters were written, but like I think performative wise it was kind of the same,
but I wouldn't have known they were written that way if he didn't act it out that way.
I know, I really need to let go of my tension about Michael B. Jordan. The movie Mercy, if you see that movie,
he's not good in it.
He hates Michael B.
He's a lawyer fighting for like a guy who's innocently
on TV.
What, it wasn't a TV movie, but
I feel like he was on a TV show that was like that.
Oh, this is a movie called Mercy, and
I did see it in the theater.
Michael, you're fighting for a guy's life. Oh my gosh!
Oh,
then
I saw this.
It.
I saw this, and I did think it was good.
I cried. I just
so
don't...
much more critical of shit like that than I
would ever be. I just think there's
better
talent out there, and we need to be casting better people. Cast these people once they get this threshold in a box office where we got to cast this person because it's going to make this movie more money based on how well they perform. There are times where you got to take risks on other talent, and I just think Michael B. Jordan, it's like we keep putting him in stuff.
What was the last thing he was in?
Like
I feel like I haven't heard of him being around in a while. Actually,
I don't know. I just think there's someone.
Did he get paid double?
you would think.
That's kind of how I feel about Aaron, Timothy Chalamet.
Wait, you're wrong.
Have you seen the?
They just
movie?
Put him in everything. It's too much.
But Timothy Chalamet has range, dude. He has
every time
range.
I watch it. Every time I watch him in a movie, I feel like I'm watching Timothy Chalamet act. I don't believe that I'm watching a character. Just my
position.
That's
what no one says about Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, she's very similar.
I was like,
similar.
You're wrong.
I mean, yeah, some of these people, they just play themselves in movies. Like, he's got a great career. All respect.
To Timmy?
Yeah. But I don't know, like
careful,
a Johnny
we'll
Depp, that
you.
Dude, like, he
yes,
is.
He's incredible.
Yeah. Morphs
yes,
himself
he
into different roles.
He is that
roles.
Fucking character, and then it's like,
Timothy Chalamet has played now Willy Wonka.
I know.
He's played King Arthur.
That movie was not good.
Oh, Willy Wonka? Yeah. I know it's not that good, but I'm saying he has shown what he can do in so many different ranges. He's not playing the same guy in everything.
Nah.
You know?
He gives me like Will Smith vibes.
Not
Will Smith
a good
is
actor.
Always Will Smith.
Well, no, like Pursuit of Happiness, he's like very serious.
Oh, so yeah, I guess some
Men
movies
in Black.
And King Richard, I mean, he's pretty damn good.
Yeah, okay.
What's that? He's like in the fantasy one. I am Legend.
I am Legend. Hancock.
I am Sam.
What?
Sorry, isn't that what's that movie about?
Yeah. I am Sam. He's like Sean Penn. He's mentally challenged with Michelle Pfeiffer, Dakota Fanning's his daughter.
Like a child.
He's basically like a single father, mentally challenged, and they don't know if they need to take the child away from him.
Oh,
that's so sad.
That sounds like a good movie. To watch
it is
now.
Really good.
It is. It's they kind of almost film it like a mockumentary. It's very free-handed. It's kind of like dizzy to take in, but it's really sweet and sad. But yeah,
I did just watch. The Tim Robinson movie, Friendship.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you like it?
I'll say it's very funny, but it was like almost hard to watch.
Tim Robinson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy from okay. I Think You Should Leave and all the 55 fries, 55 cheeseburgers.
Tim Robinson.
Are you having a stroke? Yeah. What's going
He's
on?
The guy in Shawshank Redemption.
No.
Tim Robbins.
Oh, God. Okay, sorry.
No, no.
It's the guy, you know the
Michael
meme?
B. Jordan.
55 yes. fries, 55
yes,
cheeseburgers.
Yes, sorry. My brain.
No, no, no.
It's Tim Robinson.
It's him and Paul Rudd. And it's like, okay. it's like, I mean, I would say go watch it. It's very funny, but it's so like cringe and just like, oh my God. Like I almost had to leave the theater at one point. I was like, this is,
oh dang,
it's tough, but it's really good.
What's
it's really
it
well
about?
Done. Just Tim Robinson trying to be friends with Paul Rudd, who's like his new next door neighbor.
I really want to go see the new Mission Impossible, but I have to watch all of the other ones.
They're same. All on HBO
I've
right
never
now.
Seen them.
I know, same here. I've seen them in doses and I don't know. I want to have the full picture.
Me too.
It's same thing with 007. I
know.
You do not need to watch. I don't
no,
know if this
but
is
it's like
true.
I know that it's like you don't need to, but it's kind of like I want to want so to. That I know the lore.
This might not be true, but I saw someone saying that like the story and the plot of Mission Impossible is literally an afterthought. And for the newest one, Tom Cruise and like the director were like, here's a bunch of action scenes we want to shoot. We want to jump out of this airplane. We want to like ride a motorcycle off this cliff. They plan and they shoot all the stunts, and then they're like, all right, let's build a story around this and like why he's doing this.
Yeah,
so the story is just like not a big part of it.
I know, but I think it's just because I've never seen any of them.
Watch the first one, that's the best one.
I know, but I want to watch them all.
Okay, they're all on HBO, which by the way, I don't know if you saw, you could stop calling it Max now. They're officially bringing back HBO Max.
So stupid.
Good, because I was watching the rehearsal and he kept calling it HBO and I'm like, I thought it was Max now. Okay.
Wait, that's also so interesting because I finished the show overcompensating yesterday, and one scene, the dad turns on the TV and it's like the original HBO logo.
It was the
but
dumbest
it's weird
thing
it's a
they
Prime
ever
show.
Did. Yeah. I don't know why they would take like a 40-year-old brand name that everybody associates with like
stupid.
The Sopranos and like Euphoria and all these great shows. And like, we're just going to call it Max.
When you hear the HBO.
What do we hear?
What? Have we talked about this?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
But
I don't remember.
I don't remember that
Yours
either.
Is probably Seinfeld or
Curb. It's either Curb or Entourage. I used to watch a lot of Entourage.
Mine is
college.
Entourage.
Sex in the City. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I hear Curb.
Matt's is probably Sex in the City.
Yeah.
Do you mean like what it reminds you of?
Like what are you anticipating to hear next?
The theme song
like
that
what
follows
theme song?
It.
Probably The Sopranos right now.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
a good
it's
one.
Crazy. We haven't really watched like the full intro. Like we always skip
Hit
intro.
Skip intro.
Well, because it's I don't know if it's long.
I hate
that
but. Sopranos intro song.
Is it long?
It's just that song sucks.
Got yourself
you know what song is amazing in a show is the Breaking Bad theme, like intro song. It's so good.
And
it really
Narcos.
Like emotionally gets you there.
It kind of has that rattlesnake like
yeah,
sound
love
at
it.
The end. Oh yeah. I love Mad Men. Dun, dun, dun.
Me too.
Oh,
dun,
yeah.
Dun, that one's so good.
RJD2.
Are you watching Neighbors and Friends?
Yes, I'm watching it, but let's say I'm not giving it my full attention. I get what's going on. Patricia fills me in.
Yeah.
I just think everyone on the show is so morally bankrupt. There's nobody I like.
Oh,
I
you don't like John Hamm?
I mean, he's the only person I guess, yeah, I'm rooting for.
Oh,
but
you're
I
not
hate,
saying...
I hate his fucking wife or his ex-wife. Like, yeah. I really don't like her. Like, yeah.
I didn't watch last week's episode, so don't say anything spoiler.
Well, just the premise, okay. Like, his wife cheated on him, married a, like, professional, what, basketball
no,
player? Or, like, well, is with a professional basketball player in his old house. If my wife cheated on me...
It was also his best friend.
You would not get my house with, or our house... With a basketball player, and I have to go to cookouts and hang out with them.
Yeah,
I just do not like her.
I
Amanda
agree.
Pete's character,
but I think that it's interesting, like watching it, you know, because I think that's the point. Like you're not supposed to like her, but then it's like, okay, what role did he play to where it got her to? I'm cheating on you with your best friend, and now he's living in our house.
I don't know.
Sketchy.
If I just
what's your show called?
Friends and Neighbors.
What channel is it on?
Apple TV.
Oh.
It's really good.
It's good.
It's crazy how much money Apple spends on getting like the biggest actors and just 12 people watch Apple TV shows. Like, especially Oliver
LA. You literally
LA.
Watch one of the biggest shows
I
on
watch,
Apple.
I know that I watch it, but like nobody watched the first
they
season
need
of
more
Severance.
Movies on there. Like, and I know they make their own movies, but in terms of like streaming
right,
movies,
yeah.
It's very small.
They really, no, they only publish stuff that they make.
They only want you to watch what they make. Yeah.
Yeah. But then it's so like, there's one billboard that I always see. It's like John Krasinski, Natalie Portman, and like two other big actors, something called Fountain of Youth. And like, Nobody's going to see that, but they probably paid like $50 million just to get these actors in, and I don't know if it's working or not. Like, Apple TV is not...
But I think they're a close second, though, in terms of quality out of any of the networks. I think Max is, like, number one in terms of making a good show.
HBO.
Or HBO.
Get it right.
But Apple TV, yes, no one watches it, but the shows are decent. Netflix just puts out shit.
Yeah,
and one of them every, like, 10 is really, really good.
Sure, yeah.
I think every show on Apple TV is good.
I agree. There's really not like a bomb yeah. on there.
They're the all studio great. People are liking too.
It's phenomenal.
I couldn't get into it.
Well, which one? That tracks the studio. For you. Bad taste. Studio. It's so good. What do you mean?
It gives me like, it feels like an SNL version of Entourage. It's, I don't know, maybe that's my own weird thing. But
how
like,
many episodes did you watch?
Two. And I was like, this is what?
Are y'all Star Wars fans?
No.
Have you heard of Andor?
Oh, I...
Yes.
Everyone's been raving about season about two. And Patricia and I just started season one.
Is it good?
Yes. Because did you ever see Rogue One with yeah. Felicity Jones? And it's what leads up to A New Hope oh. in terms of the Star Wars. This is the start of the rebellion.
Ooh.
And it's really... You're not dealing with Jedis and all that. It's just the people who care Andor. That the Imperial is fucked up and we need to rebel no, against it. And it's... Just this
really good,
and
Diego
yeah.
Luna is just phenomenal. In
oh,
it.
So that's yeah, on he's Disney
and Disney Plus. Well, that's yeah, Disney, one of my favorite.
Oh, I thought you were still talking about Apple, so Disney. I was confused.
I love Andor. Disney Plus, they got The Simpsons on there.
Yeah,
also, if you guys ever watched the show Aqua Teen Hunger Force,
I've heard of it.
Yeah,
it was like an Adult Swim show from like 2000.
Oh, yeah,
it is. I pissed my pants laughing watching that show. I would highly recommend it. I don't know if the humor is like for Gen Z because it's very, it's not like millennial, but it's like. The show came out in like 2000, so they're like talking about like buying a flip phone from Boost Mobile and like,
oh yeah,
it's
there's
also
a
like
little meatball. There's yeah. a little Slurpee, or there's that guy who has like a goatee.
Yes, Frylock. Yeah, and then like a shake. It's like a show for kids who would like smoke weed in high school at midnight. But it is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Highly recommend.
You don't like the studio.
I couldn't
I'm
get
like
into
thinking
it.
Thinking so differently of you now.
Because I don't like the studio. I don't know. It just didn't give me like. It feels weird to watch. I don't know.
It makes me want to work in film.
In Hollywood?
Yeah.
I guess. I mean.
Every show makes me want to do what they're doing. Like Breaking Bad, I was like,
I
yeah,
cook meth.
I'd love to yeah. make meth in a van. And then now I'm like, I love the mob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it's interesting. Like, obviously, Seth Rogen has experienced so much of that. So it's interesting, like, oh, from his perspective,
that's
like
fair.
How it all kind of goes down.
That's fair. Well. Oh, damn, that's not the right sound. Damn it.
Is this, we're landing the plane.
Yeah.
It needs to be two chimed.
Where?
Oh, brother.
You got it. It was a good attempt.
No, he has to find
I have
it.
To find it.
Oh, this sound reminds me of the wedding singer.
Ladies well, and gentlemen,
where are we? Flying or landing?
Flying out to Las Vegas.
Well, he's like, we anyway. Have a very special. It's Billy Idol. Yeah. It's whatever he says.
I'm going to make you smile whenever you're sad. Carry you around when your arthritis is bad. Oh, it would be so nice growing old with you.
So okay.
There it is.
I'll yeah. give you medicine when your tummy aches. Carry you around when your arthritis aches.
I think it's like give you a blanket when the furnace, something furnace like that.
Furnace breaks, so
when the furnace explodes.
Anyone want to do their rose and thorns of the week so far?
Rose and thorns of the week.
Or clouds and sunshine.
Thorn. I'm so tired.
Oh.
Thorn. I jet lag from going to EDC.
Okay.
Rose. Honestly, I watched the show Overcompensating yesterday and I loved it. That was my rose so far this week.
It's a good
really
rose.
Good. Would recommend Amazon Prime.
Rose. Oh gosh, what is my rose? Oh, we got an exciting opportunity coming up, but I don't want to talk about it, but I'm looking forward to that.
Big things coming.
And my thorn, my Wi-Fi is still out.
Still?
Oh my God.
How long has it been?
Yikes.
Over a week.
Woo!
That's fucked.
How have you just been like using like a lantern and reading a book?
A hotspot. Oh, yeah, I've been reading a lot. Yeah, that's my
a lantern, like the lights don't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's this big opportunity you got?
Oh, we talked about it yesterday. Mike, you said
he's
it
like,
was coming up where
this?
I might be going to that
oh,
one thing.
Oh, 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 okay. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Imagine he's like, oh, that's not happening anymore.
Oh, gosh.
Carly?
My thorn was waking up today and I was just like bleeding everywhere. What's my rose? I feel like I don't have one, so my period and everything sucks.
Come on, you can find one. Your show that you like.
Oh, sure. Love After Lockup. I'm actually really happy that Mob Talk is back, to be honest.
Mob Talk? Oh.
Mob Talk?
Mob Talk sounds funny.
I'd watch both.
Mob Talk would be interesting.
My rose is that I took a pair of pants to get hemmed, and they completely fucked it up, so I had to take it back. Oh. And then they fucked it up again, and I had to take it back a third time.
Where did you go?
I don't want to say, because I really like them, and I don't want to stain my
clothes. What happened?
I wanted to get a pair of pants that was, like, way too long, hemmed a little bit, and then I brought them back, and I looked like Cosmo Kramer, where it was, like, up to my fucking shins, and I was like, guys, this is not what I wanted. And I brought them back, and they were like, okay, we'll lengthen it. And then it was three pairs of the same pant, because I love to buy the same thing three times. And then only
same color and everything?
No, three different colors.
Got it.
And then only one of them got lengthened, and the other two were still the same length when I got home. And I was like, guys, what the hell? And they were like, we actually can't even do this. Like, the cuff, we have to get rid of the cuff now because there's not enough material left over. We cut too much.
Damn.
Big problems
refund.
Here. I know. Big
we'll
problems
see you in court.
Lawsuit.
That is a thorn.
My rose would be, I was going to say the Knicks winning, but they didn't win. The opportunity for the Knicks to win on Friday, which by the time this comes out, hopefully I'm not eating my words, but go New York.
Go New Pacers. York,
go. Get go. The fuck out of here.
My mom's from Indianapolis.
I don't want to hear
it. Go Savannah Bananas.
All right. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Peace. Bye.